Welcome back, and thank you for joining the Serving My Master podcast. As we continue going through the mitzvahs that are preparing us for Har Sinai, for receiving the incredible gift that Hashem gave His children, the secrets of how one can reach the highest level of service in a world that is so shallow, in a world that is so far, we continue to see the trend of how Hashem was teaching Klal Yisrael at every step, of how much this service encompasses every part of our lives, and how much this idea and goal of service is the only thing that we need to focus on, and that we can never in any circumstance forget that that is the purpose of life itself. The next mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoras brings us to a point where we see, as we understood in our previous season, the entire idea of the human being recreating and having children as something that imitates what Hashem Himself is doing in creating the humankind, and showing us that when a person reaches a point after tremendous effort to have a firstborn, immediately the Torah tells us that this firstborn belongs to Hashem. He's already in service. He has already joined the army of servants to the master of the world, even before any commitment of his own. Showing us again that this is entirely the purpose of being alive in this world. And that under no circumstance may we think that our actions are leading to something of our own property or of our own outcome. Everything in this world is here to be in service of the master of the world. And of course, showing us that even when we come to an understanding of one of the obligations or commandments given to us in the Torah, it is not something that is then malleable or dependent on what we understand or how we see the reasoning. Because indeed, the Torah follows that up with an exception. By a chamor, the dinim of the kiddush of the eldest of a chamor are different. Not because we understand it, but because that's what the Torah tells us. Showing us again and again and again that everything, our mind, our body, and our heart, our intuitions and instincts, everything is only relevant as far as service is concerned. And we have none of our own opinions. And of course, this is again the gift that we were given. That we don't have to go through the challenge of thinking, what might I have to do? What should I do? What could I do? Everything was given to us in detail. As the Torah continues giving us the next commandment, the mitzvah of Tchum Shabbos, telling us and initiating for us the idea of a Shabbos, the idea that there's going to be one day given to us, one day every single week, where we will get a taste of what it means to be an ultimate servant. We will get an idea of what it means to have every detail in our life, every detail in our day, in our hour, in our minute, told to us, shown to us. Move this finger, touch this, don't touch this, walk here, don't walk there. Showing us that every detail could be and should be in service of the master of the world. Shabbos is not what one a human idea would be of a rest day, meaning less restrictions, meaning a vacation of the obligation, but the opposite, more obligations, more restrictions, more showing us that every move that we do, everything that we touch, every word that we utter, every step that we walk needs to be in service of the master of the world. And giving us the opportunity one day a week where we are told and shown the reward that we will get for every move that we do, for every piece of food that we will swallow. Showing us again and preparing us that Har Sinai, the gift that we will be given on the Har Sinai, the guide that Hashem is giving His children, that allows them the secret code that enables them to reach the highest level of service. That happens only when one understands that the more detail one can get in how to lead their lives, the easier it is to reach our purpose, to reach our goal of becoming the ultimate servants, the reason why Hashem created this world in the first place. And this, of course, is what can bring us to stand before Har Sinai and answer the famous two words, Nase v'nishma. We will do exactly what we are told to do, because it's the only way we can reach the purpose of this world. It's the only way we can fulfill our mission in this world. And of course, v'nishma, we will then also learn the Torah, as because the Torah itself tells us we are obligated to learn. Of course, Nase, doing the mitzvahs of the Torah, has to come after we understand what we're supposed to do, after we're told what we're supposed to do. But we will also follow that up with learning the Torah, because again, that's what we're supposed to do, as the Torah itself tells us. Showing that Klal Yisrael, before receiving the Torah, was completely ready to become the ultimate servant. They reached the highest level of giving up any type of opinion of their own, of giving up their own brains and hearts and wishes and ideas, to say, Nase, we will do everything that we are told in this guide that you are about to gift us with. And we will also follow that up with v'nishma, learn, because we will do every single part of this Torah, whether we understand it or not. And even when we understand it, we will not do it because we understand. We will do it because we are the servants of the master of the world. And this is why we and the entire world were created. Of course, this entire path brought us to Har Sinai, brought us to where the Torah will now tell us that Hashem himself gave us the Ten Commandments. And we will go through at least some of the Ten Commandments in the coming episodes, trying to give us a better idea of how the Torah, when it came down to us, is even more focusing in on trying to show us how our own being, how our brain, will try to divert us from service, and how we have to again and again wake ourselves up and remind ourselves that all we need to do in this world is be servants. And with that, make actually our lives so much easier. Not having to face the challenges with our own small brains, not having to have all the doubts and questions that come with living in such a chaotic world, but instead knowing that there is a detailed guide that can not only show me what I have to do in every circumstance, but will also ultimately lead me to succeed in fulfilling my mission and purpose in this world. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to continuing this discussion with you. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.